Paul?
Hello, is that Trevor Winkworth?
Speaking.
Can I hear you? I can hear you perfectly. Where are you, Trevor?
I'm live in Heathrow Airport Terminal 3.
Heathrow Terminal 3, the CEO of In-Hand Guides? Where on earth are you going to?
He's heading on an economy seat for 14 hours to Hong Kong and then into China.
My God, what are you going to China for, Trevor? Come on, fill us in on what are you doing?
We're signing a contract with a new factory to produce our new style of audio players for this summer season and for the next 3 years.
And come on, say more.
We've been working for the past 3 months, 4 months on a new design. So for those people who know our current design, we're bringing out two versions of the current design along with we'll have audio length now of up to 3 hours, from 20 minutes to 3 hours, based on 4 memory chips, whereas before we were just using 2 memory chips. So now we'll have different pricing, lower if people want less audio, and a little bit higher if they want to go up to 3 hours.
So you mean it's...
And we're also, the factory I'm signing the contract this weekend with, offers tooling so we can, and plastic extrusion, so we can also get into shaping up the guide for clients. Let's say a client wanted it to look like a bus or a boat or even a wheel, we could do that. So we'll have a lot more adaptability of the product for clients.
And when you go to China, where exactly are you going to?
Into Shenzhen, which is just inside Hong Kong. It was a city built by the Chinese to rival Hong Kong, but now obviously it's they're all together, although you still have all the border posts between Hong Kong and Shenzhen. It's a little bit like the north and the south used to be a long time ago, where you go from customs, you go through two sets of customs and two sets of checkpoints in about 100 meters. And then you're in Shenzhen, and Shenzhen is the home of MP3. And for example, most of the iPhones are built there, and you've heard about, I passed a few weeks ago over there, the factories, Foxconn, who make the, employ thousands of people making the iPhones, they're a Taiwanese company. And they've had a bit of bad publicity recently over suicides in their factories.
Okay, now look, I don't want to get drawn into that with you now, because what I want to know is, where on earth are you going to sign this contract? Is it in a hotel, or is it in a factory, or what?
We've lawyers in Shenzhen, so our lawyers in Shenzhen who handled the previous contract 2 years ago when I went out, we will sign that with the clients in their offices in Shenzhen, and they have a factory, they're Chinese, and we already have the prototype, and within a month we'll have the first units ready to show to clients.
And will you have an interpreter with you, or can they speak English?
They speak English. No, I have a Chinese consultant, Wallace Heisch, who's a great help to me, and he's Taiwanese, so he speaks Mandarin and English, and they speak English when they want to.
Right.
And they speak Mandarin when they want to.
And
we drink a lot of Chinese tea in between.
And do you drink the Chinese tea in a certain ceremonial manner, or is it casual?
No, it's very correctly done. It's made fresh and over a little heater, and it's polite to drink the tea and talk over it. So most of the business is done over Chinese tea.
Tell me,
nice. I've just brought some back, the real stuff, compressed leaves. I brought some back recently, and it's lovely and refreshing.
And you can get it through customs without any problem?
So far.
Right, well, I'd like a cup someday.
I think they're looking for worse things than Chinese tea, although it does look a bit suspicious.
And look, you're leaving Ireland on this journey. Are you travelling by yourself?
On my own, and I'll be back next Wednesday. And I'll be back then in China in 3 weeks to keep things moving and get my first build of the design. We've been working on this for 6 months. It's a little bit slow because of the old the usual thing with money in our banks, but we're there. We've a lot of new orders in already for this year, so that's keeping everything ticking along nicely.
Okay, so tell me three more things about your business development now. We in the next couple of minutes. Give me three more bits of information.
Well, I can't say who, but we hope to soon take in an injection of cash from a seed fund, and that in turn will allow me to employ a technician, and we hope to employ a marketing graduate over the summer through the Enterprise Ireland Grow for Growth program to help out with the marketing and the push into the America. We are partners in United States Audio Connexus, have won one of the biggest tenders ever awarded, which I can't announce it publicly, but it's a tender worth 25 years and will give us the opportunity not only to sell our product next year in this site, but to develop over the next 2 years brand new technologies.
Wow. And when will you be able to reveal this?
In a few weeks, because it has been announced, but there's a few weeks of just work for the client. It's our partner's client, and the tender to that client is a 25-year tender worth $500 million. Within that, our client and partner is providing the audio setup, and within that, they're talking of our low-cost audio players. Within 2 to 3 years, we should be shipping 200,000 to them, which is worth all close to $1 million.
And is that why Enterprise Ireland are backing you?
Exactly. That's export business. So 90% of our business will be export.
Wow. Okay. Tell me something else quickly. One more thing.
We're in the middle of finishing off a product for the Merlin Blackpool Tower at the moment. So my Connor Tallon, my colleague, has just back from a wonderful 2-day visit to Blackpool in February.
This isn't Blackpool in the north side of the River Lee in Cork, is it?
No, although I don't think they have a tower there. No, this is Blackpool, north of England, the famous Blackpool Tower that you'd have seen on many a photograph or TV show. So Merlin, who run the London Eye, now manage the Blackpool Tower, and they came to us, and we're running a 5,000-unit production run of an introductory audio guide to the Blackpool Tower and Blackpool Promenade.
Wow. Wow. Many years ago, I brought London Transport entry into the bus driver competition of the year in Blackpool. Many years ago.
I don't think it's changed. And the other thing, we recently shipped our 6,000 units for public advocacy into Iraq for your court rights in Kurdish and Arabic, a UN project. So they landed in Iraq last week, in Erbil, which is a northern city in the Kurdish area. And that's, they're being dropped around to let people know what their rights are, because a lot of people would be illiterate, and there's two languages, Kurdish and Arabic.
So your audio players are being given to these people?
Yeah, by the UN, to educate them in their court rights.
And tell me this, I mean, the UN is highly influential. I mean, could this spread around the world if it was successful in Iraq?
Yeah, there's three other projects. We're looking at another project in East Africa, which we expect to hear soon. So we've been told we have three projects for 3 years in these regions, and it will spread out to others.
Okay, now look, I
have to watch my time.
Yeah, I have to watch your time as well. So look. Let's stop here. You're flying out. You're about to board the plane in Heathrow Airport. Is there any last thing you want to say before you...
Let's follow up after Easter when I may be able to announce this North American tender.
Okay. Trevor Winkworth, CEO of InHand Guides, business developer all around the world. Thanks ever so much for this conversation.
Thanks for ringing, Paul. Talk to you soon.